Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, Pete. This is Jamie East. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you, Jamie? Just give you a ring.
Okay.
Yeah, so just wanted to review some info on your file here. Just kind of finished putting it in and submitting it, and we should have some numbers for you in about an hour or two. Maybe a little longer. So I just want to go over your credit report with you real quick. So it looks like you came back at around 644 FICO, which is pretty much exactly what we were expecting. You said somewhere in the 600s. And it's going through your inquiries here. I see kind of like Crest Hill Capital. I see Can Capital from when you took that out a while back here. And, you know, just looking through the bank statements a little bit with, you know, your average balance around 2,000, average deposits around, 15 to 20, that's not that bad, honestly, especially in your industry.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking the only thing that really hurts you on the banks is that negative month in August, which is going to, scare the underwriters a little bit. I'm thinking,
I didn't even notice that was on August.
Yeah, it was like, minus $60. It's not a big deal, obviously, in the grand scheme of things. But from their standpoint, that's like it's a red flag because if, that bank account's negative, you can't really afford extra payments or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm thinking from what I'm seeing that you probably get an offer around, between 8 and, 10,000, I'm thinking, just from what I'm seeing here. And, from there, we got a couple options. I mean, if you get something around, the 8 to 10,000 mark, I'm thinking they're going to make you pay off the Can Capital loan, right? Just because that's a working capital loan, but that balance is low, right? It's like 2,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you can take the other $5,500, $6,000, and you can either, use that to get rid of the cabbage and kind of save some money there. If we could save you like, $300-$500 bucks a month, would that be something you're interested in?
Yeah, so how much would the payment be a month for the $8,000 to $10,000?
It depends how long your term length are, obviously. If it's shorter, if it's going to be like a 6-month term length, is going to be more expensive than like a 12-month. Usually, because it's just not a lot of money, they're not going to give you longer than 8 months on this. I'm thinking maybe 12. But yeah, if you do something like that, your payments throw around between 70 and 90 bucks, depending how much they give you. If they give you 10,000, it'll probably be closer to 90 a day.
$90 a day.
Yeah, but that's more on the high side. The numbers I don't really know yet. I'm just trying to guesstimate what your, approval amount is going to be to kind of game plan that. Your second option, though, would just be to, they're going to make you pay off the Can Capital loan, but then you could just net the $6,000 and, your Can Capital is $34 a day. So right off the bat there, if they pay that off for you, that's going to free up 700 and it's 34 times 21 or 20. It's going to free up like about 715 bucks a month right there. So that you always have to account for that. Like this is paying off that loan. So you're going to free up that cash flow right off the top. And then you could either take the other 6,000 and like I said, pay the cabbage off and then that'll free up even more money for you. Or you could just use that for inventory and just flip that, because I know you said you can turn it over every 3 or 4 months, so if you do use that extra $6,000 for inventory, you can flip that twice in like an 8-month term, just about, and really, pay off, use that to kind of pay down your loans. So that's what I'm thinking is going to be, our two options. I should have some numbers in, 2 or 3 hours on my side, and I'll give you a ring later. Sound good?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Jamie.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.